This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, January 21st. God's word for you today is endure. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke chapter 22, verse 32, and it says, "But I have pleaded in prayer for you, Simon, that your faith should not fail. So when you have repented and turned to me again, strengthen your brothers." Your faith, not your education, intelligence, network, net worth, or resources, is the most important thing you can have on earth. With your faith, you can recreate everything. With your faith, you can take whatever you have to unbelievable heights. I say to you again that the most important thing you have on earth is your faith, and persistent praying strengthens your faith. Faith is like a muscle. It develops and gets stronger when you stretch it. Sometimes, when God's response to something you're praying for is not yet, it matures you and strengthens your faith. Most children do not know the difference between not yet and no. When you tell a child not yet, he or she thinks you're saying no, and depending on the personality of the child, he or she will keep coming at you. But the more the child grows, the more he or she understands delayed gratification and learns to separate not yet from no. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." If we do not give up, at the proper time we will reap a harvest. Guess what? The length of your persistence is the evidence of your faith. It is possible to wait on God for something for 3 years, and for those 3 years, you were only persistent for 2 weeks. What will happen if you decide to be persistent for the full 3 years? You become amazing. The problem with us is we say we are waiting on God for what we are believing Him for 1 year. But for 10 out of the 12 months, we were not persistent. We actually only waited on God for 2 months. Just imagine if you utilized the entire 12 months to wait on God actively and persistently. Your life would change completely. Think about it. What is that thing that you have been praying and asking for repeatedly? There are 2 things you need to know about that situation. The first is, God is testing your faith. And the second is, Satan is contesting your faith, because your faith is the most important thing you have on earth. And I pray that your faith will not fail in the name of Jesus. I pray that your faith will pass that test of time in the mighty name of Jesus. Why? It is because faith persists. Luke chapter 18 verse 8 says, "But when the Son of Man returns, how many will he find on earth who have faith?" I pray again that your faith will persist and not fail in Jesus' mighty name. Let us pray. Father, I pray for myself and everyone reading this devotional today that our faith will persist and grow, that our faith will not fail or dwindle in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.